Life. This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want. Toll-free number here for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. You get to control the content. The stuff that you see on the front page as you scroll down are all items submitted by listeners like you. And if you find something online that you think we'll enjoy or our listeners would enjoy, you submit it as show prep. And then it appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes to make it to the front page of the site, where more people will see it, and we're more likely to see it and talk about it. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And our number here again, the best way to interact with the show is on the phone, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, Mark, there were two stories that you mentioned to me before we started the show out tonight, and I know the one you want to talk about most is the Bigfoot story. So maybe we'll get to the porn star one here in a little bit. But the Bigfoot story is something you're kind of an obsessee with the Bigfoot thing. Right?
Obsessee might be pushing it, but
do you have any books, any Bigfoot books at home?
I do.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have a bunch of them. I think it's interesting.
All right. Maybe you're not an obsessee. How about fanatic?
I find it interesting. That's all I'm willing
to say. Have you ever gone out on your 11 acres and looked for evidence of the Bigfoot?
Whenever I'm out, I look at the ground for any evidence of anything.
I see.
I've found
hoping
things.
To find a large footprint, perhaps.
No, I haven't. I haven't gone out looking for that. It's cold out there. I'm just going out there.
Always cold out there.
No, I have not done that.
Okay, but you do have Bigfoot books.
I have a Bigfoot
one,
book.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a Bigfoot t-shirt.
Oh, a t-shirt.
It was given to me for my son.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of big pieces of Bigfoot memorabilia because people have heard me talk about it. They're going to send stuff to me. And I like it. I'm not going to lie. I watched the Animal Planet thing on Bigfoot.
So they have like one of those Bigfoot Hunters shows or something like that?
Yep. I like it. I think it's interesting. So.
And now you've got some evidence, huh? What's going on?
That's right. DNA... Bigfoot DNA proves hairy creature exists. This is from the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post here, and it says Bigfoot is real. At least that's what veterinarian Melba S. Ketchum claims after a 5-year study of more than 100 DNA samples that she believes come from the elusive hairy beast. Under Ketchum's direction at DNA Diagnostics in this place in Texas, Nacogdoches. What's it?
Nacogdoches?
Nacogdoches? What's that mean?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm even pronouncing it right. I don't have the word in front of me.
Nacogdoches sounds
but
right.
But I believe that's how you pronounce it.
A team of research has concluded that the creature may be a human relative that somehow developed around 15,000 years ago as a result of a hybrid cross between Homo sapiens and an unknown primate. This is just speculation on their part because of the way the DNA was set up. Ketchum's research has yet to stand the scrutiny of independent researchers. This is a problem, right? Like, it hasn't... When it comes to science, it needs to be replicatable.
Right.
They have done... The way they describe their science as having been done, it seems like they have done it in a science-y fashion. Now, of course, if you're a trained scientist, you're going to say that anyway.
I don't know enough about science and DNA to know how one could have a sample of some DNA and discern that sample has come from a hairy beast.
Well, you
like a hairy man beast, which in theory would have very similar DNA to a man.
Agreed, and I don't know what distinguishes it either, but I do know that they can tell you the genomes. If they can map the genomes of things that have existed, so they can't say that this comes from a Bigfoot, because they don't have Bigfoot DNA.
I thought they did have Bigfoot DNA.
They have DNA of something that they believe might be a hybrid cross of a human and a primate from about 15,000 years ago.
Hmm. Oh, sorry about that, Nemi. Go ahead.
So it's not necessarily Bigfoot, but it could be the missing link.
They don't know, but it's interesting, and I think that it only adds fuel to the fire of Bigfoot out there, and I think that a lot of people are very interested in it.
I'm confused.
Okay.
I thought this scientist was claiming to have had Bigfoot DNA.
Ian, how would you get Bigfoot DNA if you don't have a Bigfoot?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
That's like, a headline writing fail, I think.
How did they
I don't think it's a headline writing fail. It is an indication that the DNA is not from... It isn't chimpanzee DNA.
Yeah.
It isn't human DNA. It isn't orangutan DNA. It is primate DNA.
Where did it come from?
They
and how old is it?
Three different samples from different areas, so it's not it, it's the where did they come from? And would you like me to read the story?
I do want to hear more about this.
To the spot answer the question, because I don't know that I can.
I didn't know if you were done with it or not. Go ahead.
It's a long article, and so we can talk about as much of it as you like. Going on here, the ongoing research is the subject of the Animal Planet's Finding Bigfoot television series. It came to me. I didn't go after it, that's for sure, Ketchum said, of the evidence of the Bigfoot's existence in an exclusive interview with the Huffington Post. I did not believe in these creatures, but my lab did a lot of animal testing, and we did species identification. We didn't have any hits on anything interesting until 5 years ago. Ketchum's professional work includes nearly 30 years in genetics research and forensics. After her team attempted DNA sequencing of hair samples from an alleged Bigfoot encounter, they found some unusual things in the hair, but there wasn't enough DNA to conclusively verify what they were seeing. DNA Diagnostics received more samples to investigate, including hair, blood, saliva, and urine, all reportedly from various Bigfoot sightings. Ketchum's team consisted of experts in genetics, forensics, imaging, and pathology. The researcher said she believes that over the last 5 years, the team has successfully found three Sasquatch nuclear genomes, an organism's hereditary code, leading them to suggest the animal is real and a human hybrid. Ketchum's study showed that part of the DNA her team sequenced revealed an unknown primate species, she said, which suggests the Bigfoot is a real creature that resulted from this primate crossing with a female Homo sapiens. They're not all of the...
Women never have to pay for it, Mark.
That much is true.
Sorry.
They are not any of the large apes. They branch off as a separate lineage, Ketchum said. My personal theory is that it probably branched off and evolved in parallel with the rest of the primate lineage. The overall results of Ketchum's study will soon be revealed after a peer-reviewed journal is published, but skeptic Benjamin Radford is dubious about the outcome of this latest attempt.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. What, that somebody's dubious?
I'm gonna get some sanity in here.
Well, I mean, this person wasn't doing Bigfoot research.
A likely story.
Oh, it's always that way. What if I told you? What if I told you that there is a 9-foot ape-like creature that the teeth and jawbones have been found from which the teeth and jawbones have been found called Giantopithecus that existed as recently as 100,000 years ago.
Oh.
So how does that explain the Bigfoot sightings now?
It's an 8 or 9 foot creature that is ape-like. And, I mean, so there's a reclusive ape-like creature that fits this description that they have.
Reclusive. Is that DNA, too?
No, I don't know that that's testing the DNA.
But well, and there was Andre the Giant, too. I mean, so just because they have one creature doesn't mean that...
What do you mean? That there's only one bit of evidence?
There are genetic anomalies out there.
No, I'm sorry. This is a 100,000-year-old verifiable. They've got
genetic anomaly.
Hundreds of teeth. And they've got...
Hundreds and hundreds of teeth?
They have hundreds of teeth from this creature. Teeth hold up better than the rest of bones do.
You're talking about they have more than one creature, you're saying?
They have,
not that one creature has hundreds of teeth.
That's right. The one creature does not have hundreds of teeth.
Yeah.
They have hundreds of teeth from these creatures. Mm-hmm. They have several jawbones, pieces of jawbones that have been collected from the Giantopithecus. And so, I mean, the idea that these creatures might not have been found in the large wastelands of, the United States, the pristine woodlands that are out there, doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me is that we haven't been able to find a body from these things.
Yeah.
That we haven't been able to find poop. We haven't been able to find these things. But apparently...
People have been looking pretty hard, too.
They are looking hard.
The search is on for Bigfoot poop, Mark.
Well, you better believe it is.
Bring it.
But yet somebody claims to have found DNA from urine and from what else?
Blood, fur.
So someone claimed to have found all of these things.
Well, if you understand
saying.
That the skeptics are so skeptical of Bigfoot at this point that you can't do anything but lop off the head of a Bigfoot and drag it out and smack them in the face with it like 10 times. If you smack them in the face with it a half a dozen times, they'd say it wasn't true. You have to actually beat them unconscious
right.
with it.
Let's get to what the skeptic has to say here in a moment. 855-453.
Nothing of value.
That's the SACL CAI. Free
working
line.
Here, I really do.
You can bring up whatever you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Aberin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Aberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Aberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Aberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
AI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Those features include listening options. We've got a bunch of them. You can tune in to our live streams. We've got three different bandwidths sizes for you. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to find those. Plus, get a list of our over 100 great radio stations across the country on AM and FM that aired the show at various times throughout the week. Our XM satellite radio channels that we appear on every single night of the week. And we've also got our alternative satellite listening option, which includes KU band all across North America, which is our free-to-air channel. In addition, there's our webcam and the listen line to allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Head to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
BitInstant.com is the place to go to get your bitcoins. If you're looking to get bitcoins, the online peer-to-peer open-source currency that allow you to send and receive money online without having to pay any fees, that give you complete control over your money, unlike bank accounts or whatever, BitInstant.com is the place to do it, to get them. It's the fastest, safest, easiest way to get bitcoins. BitInstant.com, more than a million locations from at which you can deposit money in more than 30 countries. BitInstant.com.
So we're back to Mark's, one of Mark's favorite topics, which thankfully we don't talk about very often on Free Talk Live, is the Bigfoot. You know, Mark, before we go on with this, why is this any different than HARP? Why is this any different than any other conspiracy theory besides the fact that it's the one that you're preferential toward?
Why is it different than a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not a conspiracy theory, but I mean, as far as like the time-wasting factor, I mean, couldn't somebody say that this is really as irrelevant as claiming that chemicals are being sprayed from planes that are flying through the sky?
So the claim of Bigfoot doesn't really affect me or my life, or yours or your life. Mm-hmm. So if I claim there's a giant hairy, there are 2,000 giant primates from remnants of a lost species called Gigantopithecus, from the Ice Age, roaming about the pristine woodlands of the United States, the largest amount of the United States, completely just untouched by forests. It doesn't change your life one way or the other. If I'm right,
right,
your life is the same as if I'm wrong, right?
Right. If you get to find out that this thing exists, if somebody finally catches a real example of it existing, then you'll be, you'll be vindicated.
Yay, I win!
Right.
My team won! Whereas with HARP or what was the other conspiracy?
I've never said, by the way, I don't believe it's possible.
Chemtrails.
I mean, this whole Bigfoot thing, I've never said I don't think it's possible.
If the other folks are right about HARP or chemtrails...
I think aliens are possible, too.
Would you answer the GD question here?
Maybe.
God.
Zombies?
That's possible, yeah.
If these things are so, it has an effect on your life, right? They're scrambling your brains from Alaska with HARP, or they're dropping aluminum bits on your head from chemtrails.
Those are the claims.
These have an effect on your life. So my claims actually would have an effect on your life if I was making those claims, whereas with the Bigfoot, this is just a hobby.
Yeah.
It's something that interests me, and I like to sort of look into it,
okay.
and I'm interested.
It does affect my life. I came home earlier tonight, found two deer in my driveway. That
affects me. Are they alive or dead?
They were alive.
Okay.
It was nice.
Where do you think I live?
It could have been a Bigfoot that killed the deer.
Right. If I come home and I find a Bigfoot in my driveway, it's a different story altogether, Mark. That does affect my life.
Why is it not really? I mean,
they look mean. They look mean, and I don't carry a shotgun in the car.
12-foot ape.
Black bears are one thing, but yeah, this is gigantic. Looking at the pictures of this thing.
Okay, 9 foot tall. That's still pretty big.
It's big.
It's still 50% taller than me.
Yeah, it's big, no doubt.
Right. I
only contend that it does not have a great effect on your life. Okay, so, yes, there might be in the woods. I don't think they're really likely in the woods of New Hampshire. It seems much less likely. The woods of New Hampshire are all grown up and new, whereas the woods of, say, when you're talking about Washington or something.
On this Bigfoot DNA post, they're talking about finding...
Oh, they're going to talk about
in Vermont.
Yeah.
So how much different is the forest in Vermont than from
Vermont
New Hampshire?
Less than half as populated as New Hampshire.
Well, the claim is that New Hampshire's forests were all cut down back in the day,
like
right?
90% of them or something like that.
Like a couple hundred years ago or, 100 years ago?
It's farmland.
Yeah, and then a bunch of forests just grew up all over the place.
Weeds grew up, yes.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. I mean, it seems like a very short period of time.
It's an interesting thing.
I guess it is, isn't it?
No, it's not. That's not a lot of... it's not
enough time for growing trees.
Sure.
Especially pine trees.
So, Mark, what else do you have to tell us about this? I mean, because what you're saying
you
here...
You want to hear from the skeptic, right?
Yeah, what you're saying here is there's a scientist lady who did not believe in the Bigfoot, necessarily.
Yep, a forensic scientist lady.
Who analyzed DNA, which were provided to her, I'm not sure how, but she was given DNA that was ostensibly from Bigfoot creatures in the form of, was it hair and
hair, blood,
urine?
And urine, and there was one other thing that I recall.
But yet, of course, no one has actually captured one of these creatures, but yet they're able to get blood from it. I don't understand
it's
how that happens.
A good question. What if they cut themselves in the woods, though?
So they allegedly have all this DNA. She runs a bunch of tests on them over a period of years and determines that she can identify that they're basically ape-like DNA, but she can't really identify the
primate,
where they come
claim,
from.
Yeah.
Right, and so that's basically it. Like, she knows it's some sort of primate DNA, but it's not any kind of primate DNA that's ever been seen before.
Well, the claim is that it appears to be a human primate cross that might have developed 15,000 years ago. Is what they're claiming here.
Okay, and now the skeptic.
The skeptic. The overall results of Ketchum's study will soon be revealed, she said, after a peer-reviewed journal is published. But skeptic Benjamin Radford is dubious about the outcome of this latest attempt to give credibility to the existence of Bigfoot. If the data are good and the science is sound, any reputable science journal would jump at the chance to be the first to publish this groundbreaking information. Radford, the deputy editor,
would they though?
The Skeptical Inquirer magazine.
There's a good question. This kind of ties back to what we were talking about in the first hour about military suicide and people jumping on publishing reports. There are a lot of people who won't publish reports about military suicide, and I would not put it past any reputable science magazine to say, you know what, this isn't reputable enough, or we're not going to print this.
Right, and they may turn their nose up at topics that just would not necessarily bring them the the renown
prestige
that they're looking for.
Right, this is not necessarily good news.
Like that all of a sudden they would have jumped the shark by promoting some sort of Bigfoot study.
So there's a lot of excitement about proving Bigfoot. There's not a lot of money in disproving Bigfoot. And I wonder who's going to replicate the science in this circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what science is about, is people replicating the results. And I just don't know. I mean, maybe they will, maybe they won't. It just kind of surprises me. Where's the money in replicating these results?
So, yeah, I don't agree with the skeptic on this case. I don't think that the scientific journals would necessarily be jumping at this. But, okay, let's continue.
Radford suggests that if the mitochondrial DNA is identical to Homo sapiens, modern humans, it could mean one of two things. The first, endorsed by Ketchum, that's the lady, is that Bigfoot's ancestors had sex with women about 15,000 years ago, created a half-human hybrid species currently hiding all across North America. And this is the hardest thing to swallow about Bigfoot, is they are an elusive creature if they exist.
They don't like light?
I don't know.
But there was a second possibility,
said. The second possibility is, however, another simpler interpretation of such results, is the samples are contaminated. Whatever the samples originally was a Bigfoot, bear, human, or something else. It's possible the people who collected it and handled the specimen accidentally introduced their DNA to the sample.
Or maybe it wasn't an accident.
Catch them.
Or come out.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. We've got a lot of them, and we give them all away. The webcam's one. You can go watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is right there on the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see and do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And if you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, there's only one strategy, to my mind, that will actually work, and that is to move as many people who love the ideas of freedom to the same place as, Mark, you and I did as early movers for the Free State Project. We were one of the first 400 or so movers, and Nemi was not a mover because she's lived here her whole life.
I was born here.
As a New Hampshire native. So you've had this influx of hundreds and hundreds. Now over 1,000 people are here now as part of the Free State Project in New Hampshire. We've got over 13,000 folks that have signed up to make the move to New Hampshire. We're over the 66% mark, two-thirds of the way to our goal of 20,000 people who are pledging to make the move to New Hampshire to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime, because fact is, you're too distributed. If you love liberty and you don't live in New Hampshire, you're too diluted. You don't have enough people around. You know this if you've ever gotten active. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, to cheer on Ron Paul at a rally and feel good for a little while, but then reality sinks in, and that is that you don't really have that many people where you are who are actually doing activism. And not only that, the people who are doing activism aren't having an impact. They're not making a difference. They're not actually moving things in a positive direction as far as liberty is concerned. Because I know what it's like. I come from Florida, where
you have to have enough people together in one place in order to have enough synergy to get something done.
Yeah.
Here in the Free State Project, among other things, but I think that this is a really quantifiable thing, is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance had more than a quarter of the people in the House were endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance in the last session of the House, and they cut the budget by more than 11%. The state budget was cut by 11%. I don't know of another state whose budget was cut. And I don't know when. So yeah, all these other regional projects that are trying to imitate what the Free State Project has done are, well, it's gratifying to know that people like what the Free State Project has done, but it just seems like it's not going to work out. I mean, if you want to have success, you're going to have to go where the success is. Trying to replicate that success elsewhere, that's what we've been trying for decades. It doesn't work.
Right. The whole purpose of the Free State Project is to move people to one place so we can actually do things successfully. You want to talk about other quantifiable successes. About a dozen people were elected this year, as were 2 years ago. And it was a different, slightly different set of people. Some people didn't win. Some people who are new did win.
Now you're just talking about the New Hampshire House. You're not talking. Look,
right,
I was
thank
elected.
You, yes.
Dozens and dozens of people were elected this year.
Good point. I just mean to the New Hampshire State House. A dozen Free State Project participants were elected. That alone, that one election, is more success than the Libertarian Party wishes it could have. And these people are winning as Republicans and Democrats
and I think that,
here in New Hampshire.
I think that does not speak truthfully about the true success of the Free State Project. One of the successes of the Free State Project, which I think is tremendous, is that not just moving more than 1,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state where they can be active, but they then activate the people who live in that state.
Right.
People like NIMI, who weren't as active before the Free State Project came, became...
I don't know if that's necessarily true, but it's... Certainly has. I had an opportunity earlier this week to actually respond to someone who was like, "And what has the Free State Project actually accomplished?" And because a lot of the headliney things that make the Free State Project notorious are not necessarily things that make people think that they are actually increasing liberty. And I said, there are a lot of successes that can be chalked up to the Free State Project. I mean, just from a self-defense standpoint, the Stand Your Ground law was overridden this last year. Criminal threatening loophole was closed. There was a brandishing some cops that had come here from out of state who were very anti-weapon, were using the criminal threatening statute to arrest law-abiding citizens where they were applying the law. It didn't really apply. Free Staters put the kibosh on that. Jen Coffey helped reduce restrictions on knives and other instruments.
There are no restrictions on knives, as I understand
right.
it.
Yeah, you can
right,
point
exactly.
a piece of metal in New Hampshire, no matter whether
switch
it goes
blade, click whatever.
Or not.
Yeah.
So, and it's not just limited to the Second Amendment gun nuts, quote-unquote, like myself. It's that there's... a tremendous homeschooling lobby here. There's also self-sufficiency and off-the-grid living here in different parts of the state. And I think the accomplishments really outweigh the failures myself in terms of what has been accomplished by the folks who have moved here. I think the legislators in Concord have accomplished a great deal. And, certainly there are things that I don't necessarily agree with personally as far as activism goes, but who agrees with everyone all the time?
Right. There's enough activism to where you can be picky and support the stuff you agree
That's
with
right.
and not the stuff that you don't. Anyway, go to freestateproject.org. It's just, we're still getting started. We're still the early mover phase here. This thing hasn't even officially completed yet. We're 67% of the way there, just about, over 66% of the way there. And we need you, if you love liberty, to consider it. Go to freestateproject.org.
If you're interested in one of these regional freedom projects, go ahead, give it a shot. Try it out for a couple of years. Then see the quantifiable differences that have occurred since then. And when you get burned out, we'll still be here.
Yeah, let's continue here and go to the phones. If we get a chance, we'll go to more Bigfoot stuff here. But Ingrid is on the line listening in Maryland, and you're on Free Talk Live. Ingrid.
Hey. It's me, Ingrid from Maryland.
Yes.
And I was calling in today because I went to the rally here in Maryland. A hearing today in Maryland at Fort Meade.
The Bradley Manning hearing?
Yeah.
What was it in regards to?
You guys were talking about military and suicide earlier.
Yep.
And Bigfoot.
And
what was the hearing about?
It's basically about his torture in Quantico. If people aren't aware, he was placed on suicide hold for like months, and basically he wasn't allowed to have food in at night. He couldn't like leave his cell like for 23 hours out of the day. And
He was in a paper uniform too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had to have like a smock on, and it actually like gave him rashes and like gave him like skin disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to call it today because, like, I was, like, at the hearing, like, from 7 in the morning today to, like, 7 at night, and it was just,
wow.
Like, so much. And just, like, wow. And I know, like, a lot of people, like, are, into, like, talking about the NDAA and, like, well, what if, like, I get arrested? And it's just, like, well, why aren't you paying attention to Bradley Mann? And this is, like, what actually happened to him. I mean, I know he was in the military, but it's just, like...
There's no reason why they couldn't do the same thing to any of us.
Yeah.
There's nothing that would stop them from doing it. Now, was Bradley Manning actually brought into court for this hearing, or was it just the attorneys?
He was at court today, and actually he's supposed to testify tomorrow about his
right.
Court.
How does he look right now? Because we had heard that his treatment has improved, but what were your impressions?
He looks pretty healthy. Actually, at times, like, he was smiling and joking and... At one point during the testimony today, one of the psychiatrists was saying that the officials at Quantico thought he was suicidal because they had caught him dancing in his jail cell. And they were like, well, why is he dancing? And the psychiatrist was
he's
like,
fabulous.
Why wouldn't he dance? Like, he's in there 23 hours a day. And he's like, well, he's a free spirit. He's not really a Marine. And then, like, Bradley just started cracking up.
How many people were there at this hearing?
There was about, like, 20 people today. Yesterday was the start of the hearing, and there was about 40 people at the hearing. And then they actually, like, was so many people that they brought some people into the one of the trailers outside to watch it on.
That's not bad. Not a bad turnout, then. It's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that people are concerned and that they're bothering to come out for this.
Ultimately, I wish I'd see some forward motion in this. This guy's been held for more than 2.5 years.
Well, isn't he getting ready to take a plea deal in order to reduce potential charges?
Yeah, it's like some kind of plea.
Yeah, that's correct. The charge of aiding the enemy is actually...
Ingrid, hang on. If you can stick with us, we'll bring you back here in a moment. You can keep telling us about your experience today. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Ingrid is here with us from Maryland to talk about the Bradley Manning hearing, and you can take control as well.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Snickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Lunch is ready! and it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. We'll try to get you in here in the remaining moments, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. We give them away. So, once again, freetalklive.com. And if you would like, you can support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com because the website's free, so maybe you want to send us a little bit of money. And one of the ways you can do that is by getting the stuff that you would normally buy through Amazon by going and starting your Amazon shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You click in the right one for you, and at that point, it's your regular Amazon shopping experience. It's just that Amazon will cut us a portion of the profits that they make from it. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your holiday shopping taken care of, and don't have to deal with the stores and the hassles of actually going out into the real world to get your shopping done. You can do it right there from your desktop or your I think you might even work on your smartphone. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Ingrid. She's calling from Maryland. You went to the Bradley Manning hearing today. There were dozens of people that turned out in support, presumably, of Bradley Manning. He actually did make an appearance, and you said he looked fairly healthy and was in good spirits. So it's good to hear those things. And what, again, was the purpose of the hearing?
Where they're trying to have the judge rule on if it was torture or not, because if she rules if it's torture, then he could get up to 10 times the credit, which means since he's been in pretrial imprisonment for up to 2.5 years,
he'd get 20 years credit?
10 days credit for each day, so if
wow.
she rules for all 10 days, he could get up to 25 years credit. So if he does get sentenced to, like, say, like 30 years, then he would get, like, 25 years already served.
Interesting. Now, he is getting ready to take a plea deal, I've heard, and this is a bizarre kind of a plea deal, at least as I understand it, and please correct me if I've misunderstood, that they're offering him a plea deal, and if he takes this plea deal, then they won't charge him with certain crimes, but they're still going to charge him with some other things after he takes the plea deal. Normally, when you take a plea deal, it kind of wraps it all up and takes care of it, but this is a bizarre kind of a plea deal.
Yeah, that's correct. He's offering to plead guilty if they drop some of the charges, like aiding the enemy, Aiding the Enemy is actually a capital offense, but the prosecution said they would seek life imprisonment, so he wants to get rid of, like, the most serious charges, mm-hmm. so that he would have, like, a maximum of 30 years in prison instead of, like, life in prison.
Hmm.
And then other odd thing, too, is they actually said that he's going to be seeking to be tried by the judge instead of a jury, which I know a lot of people think is strange, but you have to consider this is a military court. So if he was tried by jury, it would be all military people.
Uh-huh.
And since it's not a capital offense, it doesn't have to be unanimous. It would just have to be 70%.
Hmm.
And the military judge who's currently there, is she's close to mandatory retirement. So that's another reason why they want to do the judge, is because they think she's going to be more fair and she's going to be out of there soon.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's you know, there was an interesting argument that the Manning folks legal counsel had, that since Barack Obama had the commander in chief of the military had pronounced him guilty before the trial, that you know, they had a conflict of interest, since every other person that would be on the jury or the judge, everybody involved, has basically they are an underling, a subordinate to the commander in chief. They've basically been given an order to find him guilty, so he can't get a fair trial.
Yeah, they actually brought that up in trial today, but then the colonel actually tried to say that he wasn't aware of that. He was like, "Well, I'm not aware of that." But then he was trying to say that to, like, everything, like, "I'm not aware," unless, like, Bradley Mann's attorney, like, had an email, and then he was like, "Oh yeah,
right,
I remember."
Proof. Yeah, it's, gosh, isn't that always the way, right? What was it that Reagan used to say? I do not recall Ollie North. I do not recall that senator. I do not recall that senator. I do not recall that senator. Yeah, this is it. I'm not surprised in the slightest.
So the hearing continues tomorrow, where you said Manning himself is expected to testify?
Yeah, he's going to testify tomorrow, and then they believe it's going to last until either Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And then at some point the judge will issue a ruling on this matter. Very interesting. Appreciate you sharing.
It's not going to be over. Then they're going to have the actual court martial, which is going to be in February. So it's
right. No, but they'll issue the judge will issue the ruling on whether or not he was tortured before the court martial.
Mm-hmm,
Ingrid, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate, because I didn't even know that was happening today. So I'm glad that you you're keeping us in the loop on this, and you've been to these hearings previously or whatever, you know, Bradley Manning related things. So I really appreciate you bringing that news to our listeners. Thanks for that. Keep us in the loop, will you?
All right, I will.
Appreciate the call tonight. That's Ingrid from Maryland, 855-450-FREE. As I understand it, she's a Free State Project participant as well. But it's good to have her down in Maryland at this time.
Indeed.
Let's continue, though. Steven's in North Dakota, and you're listening on the Listen Lines. Hey, Steven.
Hey there. Before I get to what I was going to talk about, I've been listening to this show now for about 4 years, and I've supported it in a wide variety of ways. I've bought gold from Midas Resources.
Oh, great.
Shop through Amazon.freetalklive.com and all that stuff. But I've decided to become an amplifier as soon as I get back to civilization.
Where are you now?
I'm out in the middle. I'm in the middle of nowhere right now. There's no internet. There's no computer anywhere near me. I'm working on an oil rig. But when I get back, I'm going to become an amplifier. Here's why. Because I found myself chatting with three self-described libertarians today, and not one of them knew what the Free State Project was. One of them had never even heard of it. The other two were suspicious about it.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that it might be some kind of scam. One guy suggested that it was the New Hampshire Government Tourism Board behind it, trying to get people to move to New Hampshire. And I said, no, it isn't anything.
That would be ironic.
That would be funny.
Yeah, wouldn't it? That'd be something else. And I said, no, I mean, it's the government people that are terrified of the free staters.
Yeah, they are not happy.
Generally, that's true,
and so,
yeah.
I sort of thought about it, and I thought, you know, the best way to spread the message about the Free State Project that I know of is through Free Talk Live, and the best way to support Free Talk Live that I know of, in addition to the things that I've been doing, is to become an amplifier.
Your logic is impeccable, I must say.
Yeah, make sure you do that that Christmas shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, too.
Yeah, I think I encourage my friends to do that, too.
Great, man. Well, thanks for that. And I presume that means you are a Free State Project participant?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Yeah. Great. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the reason why I called, I was listening to a podcast from a few days ago, and you guys were talking about the Supreme Court decision They ruled on something being constitutional or not or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I thought I would bring this up to you to sort of file in your back pocket for the next time a subject like that comes up. I wonder if either of you or Nemi are aware of what's called footnote 4. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Not, no, nor have I.
Footnote 4 is the most famous footnote in the history of law. It was a trial in the 1940s. The company, I believe, was called Caroline or Caroline Products. And the case is not relevant to anything. Nobody even remembers what the case was about. But in the decision, there was a footnote. There was these footnotes. And footnote number 4 said, in effect, that anything the U.S. government does is constitutional unless you prove otherwise in the Supreme Court.
Mm.
And that was relevant to the discussion you were having the other day. It's not relevant to Bigfoot or anything you were talking about tonight. However, I thought that maybe for your edification and for future conversations on that subject, you guys might want to be aware of that.
I consider myself edified. Thank you very much. I'm reading the text of footnote 4 right now, and it's true. And this is crazy.
It's pretty mind-blowing, really.
I can't say I'm surprised. I mean, that's how they behave, right? Like, everything that we do is legal until the Supreme Court says otherwise, right?
Right. And you know what? And come to think of it, the Nixon-Frost interview in the 70s when he said, well, if the president does it, it's legal.
It's essentially true, right.
In light of footnote 4, it's really not that scandalous a thing that he said that.
Stephen, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, you're absolutely right that Free State Project is best promoted by Free Talk Live. It's best promoted by word of mouth, friend to friend, family member to family member. But besides word of mouth, Free Talk Live is the number one recruiter for the Free State Project.
I sincerely hope the Free State Project, they've got a new idea. They're basically taking my Free State now, kicking it up a notch and getting it into gear. I haven't been able to pay attention to it.
That would be great.
Because
we need to get to 20,000 sooner rather than later.
I think they could do it this year.
A question apparently somebody asked, board operator is passing this on, is what is an early mover of the Free State Project? Anyone who's moved before the counter reaches 20,000 at freestateproject.org, anyone who moves before that is an early mover.
So if you move to New Hampshire now, you'd be an early mover.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. We're only at 13,300 something or other. So we got a little ways to go.
Love being a native.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. See you tomorrow.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Quantum vibe, it's here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.